So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamafresh Beis Loim La'ashem, V'lakach Ben Shnei Elim La'ashem. Someone set aside two sela, which is the minimum an ashram must be worth, and use the money to buy two rams, both as an ashram. Im hoye echad men yafesh dei slaim, yikarv la ashamai, v'ashein yira ad sheyistai, v'yamachar v'yiplu damav l'nadava. If one of them was actually worth two sela, he should use that animal for his ashram, and the second animal is left to graze until it develops a blemish, then sold, and the proceeds used for voluntary karbanas, as is the halacha for all meisr ashamis. Mishnah continues with a second case. If, with the money that he had set aside for an ashram, he bought two rams for ordinary chulin use, such as eating, this constitutes me'ila, forbidden benefit from hektish. Therefore, the money becomes chulin, and the rams he bought are chulin. Echad yafa beislam ve'echad yafa asar zuz, hayafa shteislam yikrav lashamay v'ashen yilimilasek. If one is worth two sela, while the second is worth 10 zuz, which is 2.5 sela, he brings the one worth two sela as his asham me'ilis, and he brings the second one for his me'ila, which the Gemara explains to mean his original asham. The additional half a sela serves as a chaymish, the extra fifth that one is obligated to pay hektish for his me'ila. And the Mishnah concludes with a third case. Echad la'asham echad l'chulun. If he used the two sela he had set aside for an asham to buy two rams, one as an asham and one as a chulun, and so he only committed me'ila of one sela, if the animal bought as an ashram is worth two sela, he brings it as his original ashram, and the second animal as his ashram me'ilis, and he also pays hektish an additional 1.25 sela. The Mishnah began with a case where Hamavish Beis Sloim La'asham, Malach Ben Shnei Elim La'asham, Imhaya Echem Ben Yafish Dei Sloim Yikarb La'ashamai. He set aside two sela for an ashram and used the money to buy two rams. And the question arises, how can one ram be worth two sela if he bought both rams for two sela? I think more offers two explanations. The Zavin Ba'arba Ayil, the Shevach the Shavi Temanya. He bought it when a ram was worth four zuz, one sela, and it appreciated in value to eight zuz, two sela. If so, we can deduce other miskab b'shvach hektish. One can achieve atonement from a monetary gain of hektish because this appreciation happened b'shus hektish. Or the ezel roya gabe. He purchased it at a discounted price of one sela, but it was actually worth two sela at the time he bought it. If so, we cannot deduce the above, and we say ein od miskab b'shvach hektish. A person cannot achieve atonement from a monetary gain of hektish. If you want to cite a brisa to resolve this question. B'shas hafrasha yafesh sela, b'shas kapar yafesh teislam, yatza. If the animal is worth a sela when it was consecrated, and it was worth two sela when it was bought as an asham, he has fulfilled his obligation. Clearly, adam miskabe b'shvach hektish, the Gemara also cites a similar ruling from Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara inquires, b'kinus chumashin now she is kapar. Someone transgressed a me'ila of four sela four times, and the four chumashin add up to a full two sela. Can he use them to purchase his original asham obligation? Perhaps in Tim Tzolei Ma'ad Miskaper B'Shvach Hektish Mishum De Ketaruch Kamei Ablocha De Le Ketaruch Le Miskaper. Even if a person can generally achieve atonement from a monetary gain of Hektish, it is only when he worked for it, for example, Pitma, he fattened it up, but in our case where he did not work for this gain, perhaps he cannot. Or perhaps Im Tim Tzolei Ma'ainod Miskaper B'Shvach Hektish Mishum De Le Afreshe Ablochadin Kinis Chomashin De Afreshe Ekalimema Miskaper. Even if a person cannot generally achieve atonement from a monetary gain of hektish, it's only because he did not designate the money specifically for this purpose. But in our case, where he did designate it for this, perhaps he can atone with it. This question is not resolved. The Gemara mentioned several other halachas. Dichli. Once something is disqualified as a carbon, it remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. And as elsewhere, the Gemara adds three rulings on this topic. Balachayim nidachin. Even living things are subject to dichli. Dichu mi'ikara havadichli. Even something that was never roy to begin with is still nitcha. Yesh dichu bedamim, even kedushas damim, where the original kedusha is only for its monetary value, it is subject to dichu. The Gemara inquires, huzlu tloim bo'ilamau. What's halach if sheep became less valuable than two sela? Miyam rinam mifcha nidarecham bi'inan v'ho'ika, aitlum akesav shkalim bi'inan v'leka. Perhaps it is valid because it is the best there is. Or perhaps the pasuk requires that it be worth two sela and it cannot be offered if it is worth less. The Gemara answers by citing a ruling of Rabbi Yechonon. The Torah did not set a fixed minimum value for the karbanos of those who are purifying themselves of their tumah, such as zav and metzari, because if sheep become less valuable, they will not have a solution and can never eat kachem again. Clearly, wherever there is a minimum value, it is an absolute requirement. Zok the Mishnah, Hamafresh Chatasi v'mes lo yiviyenu b'nai tachtav. If someone dies and leaves behind the carbon chatas, his son cannot use it for his personal chatas obligation. The Gemara expounds this from the word karbanah, which is repeated by the karban chatash three times to teach us the following three halachas. One cannot fulfill his obligation with his father's karban if it was designated for an aver with a different level of severity. One cannot fulfill his obligation with his father's karban even if it was designated for an aver with the same level of severity. One cannot fulfill his obligation with money that his father set aside for his carbon. Mishnah continues regarding the person himself. One cannot bring a chatas designated for one avera to atone for another avera. The carbon must be brought for the sake of the avera for which it was designated. Abraisa also expounds the pasuk karban al chatasei, hachei karban l'shem chetei, teaching us b'moy shehifresh la'atzma min hakal al kalo u'min hachamura al chamura u'min hachamura al kalo u'min hakal al chamura. If one set aside money for a karban, he cannot use it for another karban, whether for an equal, greater, or lesser avera. The Mishnah Daf Yud mentioned that for certain averas, one brings a karban oil of a yerid, either a kiss by a female lamb or seir a female kid goat, if he is wealthy, or a tarin of an ayayin, the birds, if he cannot afford animals, or a mincha, a flower offering, if he's very poor. Zakta Mishnah. Mevin mehektish kispa seira mehektish seira kispa. If one sanctified funds to bring a kispa or a seira, he can then purchase the other type. Umehektish kispa v'seira tarin of an ayayin. If one sanctified funds to bring a kispa or a seira, he can then purchase birds. If one sanctified funds to bring birds, he can then purchase a mincha. The Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, Hifrish the kisboy lasira, Heni, Yaviyaif. If he designated funds for an animal, then he became poor, he can purchase birds. Heni, Yavi Asir Saifa. If he became even poorer, he can purchase a mincha. Similarly, Hifrish lasira Saifa, Hesher, Yaviyaif. If he designated funds for a mincha and then his financial situation improved, he purchases birds. Hesher, Yavi Kisba Vasira. If he then became wealthy, he purchases animals. Abraisa adds, Hifresh kisva isi'ira v'nistavu imratza yavi b'dmein oif. If he designated an animal and developed a blemish, and he became poor, he can bring a bird. However, Hifresh oif v'nistavu lo yavi b'dama v'sir se'eva. If he designated a bird and it became blemished, he cannot use its money to purchase a mincha, because ein lo'if pidyon, a bird cannot be redeemed.